Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are getting back to the basic, because in Christianity, although we make it into all kinds of other things, there is really only one basic, and that basic is a person, Jesus. And conversation with Him and enjoying Him and adventuring with Him and journeying with Him. And so we're doing that together as we get up in the morning and we begin a conversation with Jesus, and then we're learning how to enjoy that conversation throughout the day. And so it is Thursday, and I normally would give you a title for the podcast, but I'm going to hold off on that title for just a moment. So turn in Luke's Gospel to chapter 4. And let me ask a quick question. What stirs you more than anything else in all the world? What theme, when that theme emerges in a story, just grabs your heart and it makes you just want to stand up and say, yes, that is what it's all about? And I would like to argue this morning, and actually Luke would like to argue in Luke chapter 4, that that topic, that theme that stirs us more than anything else in all the world is freedom. And that's the title of the podcast this morning, Freedom. And the question is, are you free? And are you fighting for the freedom of other people? And at this point, you know, skepticism might kind of drift into our minds and our hearts, and we may think, oh, freedom's great, but that's the stuff of movies and, you know, great novels. And I think Luke would say, yes, it is, because movies or great novels are written by people who bear the image of a God who is free and fighting for the freedom of other people. And so eternity has been written in our hearts and it's been placed there. So yes, it comes out in great stories and in great novels. And that's exactly what's happening here in the Gospel of Luke. Remember chapter 1, Luke said, I've interviewed everybody, I've carefully investigated, and I've written this account, this story, this biography. And when we get to Luke chapter 4, Luke says, which we'll discover in just a moment, Luke says, let me tell you the theme of the life of Jesus. Let me tell you the thesis of this biography about Jesus. And it is the theme of freedom. So if we want to rehear and reimagine Jesus, we must start in Luke chapter 4, because that in some ways is really where the story gets off the ground. And so Jesus, it's early on in the ministry of Jesus. He's in his hometown, he's in Nazareth, he's in the synagogue, and he's handed the scroll of Isaiah. And in Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 18, Jesus reads this: "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, and to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." And then he took the scroll, he rolled it back up, he gave it back to the attendant, and he sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Now notice that in this compact thesis statement that Luke gives us about the life of Jesus, Luke uses the Greek word freedom twice. Freedom for the prisoners and setting the oppressed free. Luke is saying the gospel is an invitation into this great adventure, joining a free God and joining the mission of setting other people free. Freedom of the prisoners and setting the oppressed free. Now, Luke is not saying that we do this in our own power, our own planning, our own pushing, our own ingenuity. No, he says, the Spirit of the Lord has come upon me and has anointed me. That's where the power is. But he says that that power is unto the freedom of prisoners. And in Luke's gospel, prisoners can mean all different kinds of things. It can mean imprisoned to sin. or self-hatred, or imprisoned to the work and the power of anything that Satan is doing in people's lives. But Luke says it doesn't stop there. At the end of verse 18, it's to set the oppressed free, to fight for the freedom of those that are oppressed, those that are being pushed down, those that are hurting or poor or broken or struggling. And again, this is the theme that stirs us more than anything else in the world. This is a theme that when it emerges in a story, it reaches out and grabs us deep in our heart, and we say, yes, that's what it's all about. And the reason why that happens is because we bear the image of a God who is himself free. One of my favorite Old Testament theologians, Walter Brueggemann, has been famous for saying that when Jesus finds us, we're mercenaries. We're fighting for ourselves, and we're wandering around aimlessly fighting for ourselves. And then Jesus calls us to be warriors, fighting for this transcendent cause, for the freedom of other people. Isn't that beautiful? That is what Luke is doing as he tells his story about Jesus. So here's the question. Who are you being called to fight for? How is God opening your eyes to see the freedom that you have in Christ and how you're called to use that freedom to fight for the freedom of other people? And maybe it's one of your kids that is in need right now, that needs you to offer your strength on their behalf, whether they're young or whether they're teenagers. Maybe it's a friend in your life right now that is lonely. Maybe it's gathering together a group of guys and saying, you know what, let's talk about what it looks like to be men that are living free and alive for Jesus and fighting for the freedom of other people. Maybe it's seeing a group that doesn't have an advocate, you know, seeing a group of people that are hurting or poor or broken or struggling and beginning to offer your strength on behalf of that group. Maybe it is starting something that is going to make a mark in the world or in society unto freedom. But asking that question, who needs help? Who could I stand up for? Who is being bullied? Who's the butt of the jokes? Who is a prisoner? Who's oppressed? What a question. And this biography, this story, the scripture that Luke wrote, calls us into asking that question. The good news of the gospel is that Jesus invites us into something transcendent. No longer are we mercenaries, we're warriors with a larger cause. It's going to cost us everything, but it's what we've been created for. And so here's the conversation I'm going to have with Jesus. Jesus, open my eyes to who you're calling me to fight for. Open my eyes to who needs freedom that's right around me, who's being oppressed. And by the power of the Spirit, Jesus, release me into that battle, that transcendent battle. And let's just continue this conversation with him throughout the day as he opens our eyes to how we're being called to offer our strength on behalf of other people, just like Jesus did. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.